Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you for the privilege of your presence. We ask that not one person will live here the same way they have come. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Welcome somebody by your side to the presence of God and be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Bringing you greetings from Makurdi. We had a most overwhelming, explosive program. I think it was more like multiple crusades in one. We'll show you the clips shortly. But this morning, we're going to be looking at a very, very important subject that is titled Channels of Wisdom. Channels of Divine Wisdom. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 4 and in verse 7, it said, wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all thy getting, get understanding. Do what you can to get at wisdom. Because wisdom is a principal capital requirement of life. Our objective this morning is to understand the channels through which we can access wisdom. By midweek service, we looked at the foundation for wisdom. And I believe we looked at 10 things that wisdom can do in the life of a person. 10 reasons why we need wisdom. And if the media can place it on the screen for us. First of all, we said that wisdom is key to dominion, authority, and rulership. Kings reign and dominate in life by wisdom. Secondly, we said that wisdom brings stability and establishment to life. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times, according to Isaiah 33 and in verse 6, and the strength of salvation. It brings stability and establishment to life. Thirdly, we said that wisdom is behind distinction and stardom in life. People stand out in life by wisdom. It's behind distinction, it's behind stardom. Fourthly, we said that wisdom is behind exploits and mighty works. The wisdom of God. What wisdom is this that is given to him that such mighty works are done by his hands? And then number five, we said that wisdom is behind the preservation of life. That without wisdom it's possible for someone to die before their time, according to scripture. Wisdom. And number six, we saw that wisdom is behind uprooting mountains and dismantling difficulties. The wisdom of God in Joseph, the wisdom of God in Daniel. They uprooted mountains, they dismantled difficulties. And number seven, we saw that wisdom is key to peace and pleasantness. Every time there is tension, every time there is crisis, there is pressure, is proof that wisdom is lacking. Is key to peace, is key to pleasantness. And number eight, we said that wisdom is key to victory in battles. Battles may be fought with weapons, but they are won with wisdom. Is key to victory in battles. Many have lost battles not because they don't have the weapons, but because they don't have the wisdom. And number nine, that wisdom is a gateway to profit. Is a gateway to gain, is a gateway to increase in life. Somebody will increase, somebody will profit. It comes by wisdom. And finally, number 10, we said wisdom is valuable for direction, is profitable for direction. Many are stranded today lacking in direction because they are lacking in wisdom. We said all of that in the midweek service. If you are not there, you can review the message that was preached. But this morning, we are looking at the channels of wisdom. I want to look at wisdom as a treasure field that has many access points. It's like a field filled with treasure. And the points of accessing wisdom are plenty. We're going to look at 10 of them, but 5 in this service and 5 in the next service. How do we access the wisdom of God? Number one is the revelation of the word. The revelation of the word. In Jeremiah chapter 8 and in verse 9. He said, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Receiving the word of the Lord makes wise. In the course of preaching, in the course of teaching, in the course of ministration, being open to the word of God opens you to the wisdom of God. In the book of Luke chapter 11 verse 49, he said, therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute. Say, so he's talking about the word of God. He calls it the wisdom of God. Also said the wisdom of God. The word of God is the wisdom bank of God. Whether you are receiving it through preaching or you are receiving it through teaching, it gives you access to the wisdom of God. In Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 24. Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 24. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. So wisdom comes by the revelation of the word. Value the word. Open yourself up to the word. Men of the word are men of wisdom. Men of the world, women of the world are women of wisdom. Somebody say a loud amen. Number two, channel to wisdom is what I call the mindset of inquisition. First is the revelation of the word. Second is the mindset of inquisition, inquiry. Wisdom is the possession of answers, and you get answers when questions are asked. Jeremiah chapter 6 and in verse 16, he says, stand in the ways. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. Ask. Wisdom happens for those who ask. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 25, he said, I applied mine heart to know, to search, to seek out wisdom. And this is here is it. And the reason of things. If this happened, why did it happen? What is it that causes myself and my wife to quarrel all the time? What is it that caused me to lose my last relationship? What behavior do I put up that makes me lose money all the time in business? Ask. I want to know the reason of things. Ordinary people know things. Wise people know the reason of things. ordinary people, knowledgeable people may know some things, but wise people know the reason of things. It was John G. Lake who said he was not only interested in knowing that God can heal, he wanted to know how God heals. What is the process of the healing? The reason of things. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1. He said, who is as a wise man and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? So the wise want to know the interpretation of a thing, the reason of things. They want to know why things are the way they are. I grew up by the mercy of God and learned so many things. Marriages that can work and what will make it not to work. How to do ministry and how not to do it. I just got to know many things in my journey of life. So you ask questions. Why is this one like this and this one is like that? You ask questions. Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 7. If you read all the way, Matthew 7 and in verse 7, he said, ask and it shall be given to you. That is wisdom. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Beloved, even to get light out of scripture, you need to ask. You get a particular passage you are studying. Lord, what are you saying here? This scripture is saying what to me? What do I do with what I am hearing? What do I do with what I am seeing? Almost 100% of the time, when you ask, answers rush at you. Especially if you are ready to apply them. What they call, I got revelation from the word of God, was when somebody was studying and asked questions, and the light came. Hallelujah. So wisdom can come by the mindset of inquisition. You are not just someone who takes things. You ask questions. The Bible said concerning Jesus, he was in the temple hearing and asking questions. He was hearing them. He was hearing the teachers of the law. He was asking questions. He was hearing them. He was asking questions. And they were amazed at his answers. He was hearing them. He was asking questions. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. He was confirmed, and he's confirmed the wise man, asking them questions. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. And every time the student is ready, the teacher is more than ready. When the student is ready, the teacher is more than ready. Number 3 is separation unto wisdom. So the revelation of the word, the mindset of inquisition, and then separation unto wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 18 verse 1, it said, true desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. You desire to know, then you separate yourself. I have noticed that inspiration mostly will happen on the frequency of separation. Most of the time, we are in the midst of a multitude so much that we learn very few things. There is a time to separate yourself. There is a time to pursue. God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, said, one day he decided, oh Lord, what is the mystery behind supernatural supplies, kingdom financial prosperity? Teach me. He separated himself for 3 days to get the wisdom of God in accessing that realm. You separate yourself. I separated myself about 7 days some time ago to understand the wisdom behind the move of God and the power of God and how to get more people helped by God's power. Separation. True desire. A man separated himself unto wisdom. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and in verse 13, you look at that subject of separation as well. The Bible said, I gave my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom. That happens by separation. Concerning all things that are done under heaven. 1a. I gave my heart to seek. I gave my heart to search out. Concerning. You separate yourself. And then we just read Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 25. Ecclesiastes 7 and in verse 25, where he said, I applied my heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom. So you search, you research. You open the book, you reopen it again. You search, you research, you separate yourself. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. So this is very, very important. So the truth of the matter is that wisdom does not belong to the lazy. Lazy people can't be wise. They don't have the patience and the discipline to do what it takes to be wise. They can't be wise. What is the next thing that we need to do in the journey of wisdom? Number four is association with the wise. Association. You cannot be the wise friend of a fool. If you are not yet a fool, it's a matter of time. You can't be the wise friend of a fool. Your company places a limit on your mentality. The Bible said in Proverbs 13 and in verse 20, it said, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Show me your friends and I will show you how wise you are. In fact, your choice of wife or husband is a confirmation of your wisdom. Yes, there's people with eyes open. And you're wondering, where were you looking before you confirm that this is your wife? How were you thinking before you say this man is your husband? How were you thinking? Somebody say amen. Amen. He that walketh with the wise. Do you know that a lion walked with sheep until he began to eat grass like sheep? Hello? Began to eat grass like sheep. He thought it was sheep. When a lion comes to pursue the sheep, this sheep lion will also be running from his colleague. It's a true story from an American shepherd Lion will be running from his fellow lion. Eating sheep, eating grass like sheep. His mother died. He was raised in the middle of sheep and he began to behave like sheep. Until one day, he looked at his face in the water. And the Bible said, as in water, face answered to face. So the heart of man to man. And realized, wait a minute. I look like this one that comes to pursue us. Next time the lion came, he refused to run. That was how it was harvested from the sheep company into the company of lions and taught how to roar. Was it Dr. Misenenche the other day that sent me a clip or who sent me a clip of a puppy crawling like a tortoise? You saw it? It was the tortoise, they stayed together for a while and he didn't know that the tortoise was created to move like that. This puppy put his tummy on the ground. It was one of the most ugly things you have ever seen. And then until they reached close to the gate where the tortoise was going, then the puppy stood up and became a dog again. Dog toys. Hallelujah. Please be careful who you hang around with. Be careful who you call friend. Consciously or unconsciously, association commands assimilation. You are absorbing without your notice the wisdom of the person you are working with, the decision-making process of those people. You are absorbing without your notice their mindset. Association is a way to wisdom. Daniel chapter 2 verse 17 to verse 18. You saw how Daniel was associated. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven. They were his companions. Concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Then was a secret revealed to Daniel. He had companions around him that were a wise company. How many of you remember King Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when he became king after Solomon? And the young men, his age mates, came and said, or the people of the land came and said, can you make our yoke easy? Your father made our yoke grievous. What did he do? He went to the wise men in 2 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 6 to 7. 1 Kings chapter 6, verse chapter 11. Okay, move to the next verse. Can you check 2 Kings? 1 Kings 12, 6 to 7. He went to the wise men. I think I missed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived and said, how do you advise that I may answer these people? And they spake unto him, and they spake unto him, saying, if you will be a servant to these people this day, they will serve you. And you will serve them and answer them and speak good words to them. Then they will be your servants forever. That was wise counsel of wise men that stood around another wise man. Solomon was a wise man, but he needed the company of wise men to cross-check his decisions. He was surrounded with wise men. I don't care how wise you are. If you are not surrounded with wise people, you soon lose your wisdom. And I don't care how foolish you are today. If you can just hang around the company of the wise, you will rise in wisdom. I've seen some people that God brought us into contact with. I knew how they were and what they were, and their mindset and decisions. And I saw how they began to grow. All of a sudden, everything changed. Mindset changed, mentality changed, without necessarily preaching to them. They just observed some things and did some things, and things changed. You show me the quality of who you are by the quality of who surrounds you. Am I communicating? David was a prophet. Was a great prophet in Israel. David prophesied about the coming of Jesus. But David surrounded himself also with prophets. He had Nathan the prophet and Gad the seer who were around him, maybe to cross-check his prophetic and his prophecy, to know whether he's prophesying the right thing. He was surrounded. Prophets are surrounded by prophets. Wise people are surrounded by wise people. Apostles are surrounded by apostles. I met a man who was imparted by God's servant T.L. Osborne, and he told me the story. T.L. Osborne had imparted him, and he told the story. He said, after T.L. Osborne had passed, Oral Roberts came to meet him. And he said, pray for me. I need you to just pray for me for something. I think there was a pain or something. Just pray for me. And he said, sir, I cannot pray for you. You are the one to pray for me. He said, oh no, there is a reason why I'm asking you to pray for me. He said, when T.L. Osborne was alive, if he had any need, I prayed for him. If I have a need, he prayed for me. Now he's not alive and he laid hands on you. That is why I'm asking you to pray for me. Oh, wow. 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 That was how those giants surrounded themselves. T.L. Osborne, Kenneth Hagin, Oral Roberts, all of them living in the same town of Tulsa, Oklahoma. No competition. No clash. Kenneth Hagin will do his annual camp meeting in Oral Roberts' facility. The Mabee Center of Oral Roberts University. That was his facility. Billy Graham dedicated this university. He didn't have a university. They told him, can you have a university like Oral Roberts? He said, no, God didn't ask me to have. It's okay for me to dedicate that one. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I think our generation need to learn from these people. They lasted. Graham was 99 years. Oral Roberts was 94, so 91 or something. TL was 89 years. They lasted. 91. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So it is important. Show me your company. There are many of us who you destroyed your life because of who you call friend, who you associated with. Show me your company. Show me your friend. And I will show you your mentality and show you your destiny. Finally, number four, it's almost like number five, but different. That is impartation from the wise. When a wise man speaks into your life or lays hands on you, wisdom can be communicated. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. Deuteronomy 34 and in verse 9. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands upon him. He was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands upon him. Impartation. In 2 Timothy 1:5, we saw how faith was imparted from Eunice, from Louis to Eunice to and then to Timothy. When I called to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it is in thee also. Wisdom. It can be imparted by the laying on of hands of somebody at a higher level than you in wisdom. Can be imparted by speaking into your life. Can be imparted by hanging around the carrier of that wisdom. Before Papa Yedeko could step into ministry, God told him, I won't want you to go like other people went. I want you to ask for my servant, Iye Adeboye, to lay hands on you and lay upon you the spirit of wisdom. That was what happened in the year of September 1981. And that hands were laid with the spirit of wisdom and set him on the path of destiny. And this spirit of wisdom is real. My own father in the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo, had laid hands on me several times. I said, I want the same order of laying on of hands. Several times for an impartation. Getting results with ease. Running. sweatless ease in getting things done. Today, I welcome you. While you sit here today, I believe that this same wisdom is being communicated to you. You believe that, say a loud amen. Amen. You believe that, say the loudest amen. Amen. In the second service, we are going to be looking at the subject of meditation. For wisdom, we are going to be looking at the subject of observation. Very, very critical. We're going to be looking at the subject of information and instruction, which is the base of wisdom. Very critical. We are going to be looking at the process of reflection and reasoning. How thinking produces wisdom or gives you access to wisdom. And of course, we're going to be looking at inspiration from the wise and successful people whose life, that's how drawing inspiration from them can make us wise. We're going to be looking at all those five in the second service. And you have been in the first service. Just try and get the message of the second service for the sake of completion. And then we'll get that. Now, finally, we looked at the foundation for wisdom in the midweek. And I want to just rush at it quickly. Foundation for wisdom. We saw five foundations. That is, if I'm going to, what foundation should I lay to step into the school of wisdom? Number one, we said the foundation is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, which is the hatred of evil, is the beginning of wisdom. Everybody who must access wisdom through any means must have the fear of the Lord. It's the beginning of wisdom. We looked at that with all those scriptures there. That was number one, the fear of the Lord. Number two, we saw was the acknowledgement of one's lack of wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, we must come to the point where we agree that we are not wise. We agree that we need wisdom. You agree that there is something you need to know you don't know. The acknowledgement of one's lack of wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. We looked at that in the acknowledgement of one's lack of wisdom. Number three is the elimination of pride. Pride is the enemy of wisdom. The meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach the way he shall choose. There are too many people who are too arrogant to be instructed. That arrogance is the twin of ignorance, the elimination of pride. Number four is openness to wisdom and understanding. My heart is open. My mind is open. My spirit is open. Nobody is too young to teach me. Nobody is too male or female to teach me. Nobody is too anything to teach me. I am open to wisdom. Openness and understanding. Openness to wisdom and understanding. There are people, when somebody is talking, they are just winking their nose. What do you know? What do you think you know? And I tell people, I said, if the grass can prophesy to Moses and the donkey can talk to Balaam, how much more human beings? Openness. And number five was passion and value for wisdom. You are passionate for wisdom. You have value for it. What you don't value will never profit you. There are people who value cloth. Okay, let me tell you this story. I've told you before. One day, this will be close to 25 years ago, they brought me a shoe to buy. I said, how much is the shoe? They said, 7,000. 7,000 of that time was so big. I said, 7,000 for one shoe? Does the shoe have tires? So that if you wear the shoe, you don't drive your car anymore. I couldn't buy that shoe for 7,000. But the following week, I bought books and Bibles and materials worth 50,000. I couldn't buy a shoe of 7,000. But I bought books, I bought Bibles, I bought study materials, I bought reading aids for 50,000. That is 7,000 times 7. We change. There are people who value what they put on their body above what they put in their mind. They value what they put in their stomach above what they put in their minds and in their spirits. Value. Show me your expenditure pattern. My wife here knows The most difficult thing to do is to convince me to buy anything that is luxurious. Can we change your phone? What is wrong with this one? What is wrong with this one? They say it is outdated. I'm not aware. He's still making calls. It's not for lack of money. It's the most difficult thing for me. Say the iPhone 14 has come. I say, what? Do they want people to run mad? 15, 16, 17. How long will people keep changing after? I'm very resistant to all those things. And anybody suggesting it is under tension. Even you have to calculate well before you came. The other day they said there was some good cars that they want to sell at a giveaway price, two of them or something. I said, someone said, is that giveaway? What is the price? Is that giveaway? I said, okay, answer this question. Can the car fly? If it can fly for crusade, I don't mind. Praise the Lord. They went away. It couldn't be taken. Both of them went away. Praise the Lord. Value for wisdom. And then the sixth point, which we didn't make in that day, it is demand at the place of prayer. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. You place the demand at the place of prayer. Lord, in this area, let me know what I don't know. Lord, I am asking. Solomon placed the demand at the place of prayer. In 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 7 down, he placed the demand at the place of prayer. Lord, you have made me king. I don't know how to go out. Give me wisdom. Prayer for wisdom is a prayer to pray. It's a prayer to pray. It's a superior prayer than praying for material things. Because wisdom, the wisdom of God will give you access to things, the things that you are asking for. And I believe it is a new day for somebody. Somebody is blessed, say amen. Somebody is blessed, say amen. Somebody is stepping into the world of wisdom. Stand on your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your hands and worship him. Father, thank you. 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 Oh. How crawling became an asset to the dog. Crawling became an enviable status because of association. Do you understand? Have you seen some young men before wearing a trouser that is hanging down here? Yes. Sagging. Say it's sagging. It's associational. Nothing. Somebody's twisting the hair like madness. The status of a madman has now become an envy. You understand what I'm saying? It's association. Association. Power, terrible association. I told some young men, I said, what do you want to become? Have you seen the president of a country looking like this? People see, have you seen a real billionaire? Even though all these are billionaire, whatever that is, a social media billionaire, have you seen anybody looking so reckless? They are the one in charge of Facebook, in charge of this and in charge of that. Have you seen any of them in a way that is looking more like, we won't see. Sensible people operate sensibly. They operate sensibly. Hallelujah. So we should just ensure that no association divert you into a the kind of life that is below your dignity. It's a new day. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Let's appreciate the Lord of Lords. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great
is our God?
Sing.
How great is our God?
How great is our God?
Sing with me.
Sing with me. How great is our God?
All will see.
All will see how great.
How great,
how great
is our God.
And how great is our God.
How great
is our God.
Is our God.
Sing with me, sing with me.
Sing with me
how great
is our God.
All will see.
All will see how great.
How great,
how great is our God.
Blessed be your name.